Ekološki magazin Radio Kotora.
Eko kutak.
Zeleni pozdrav slušaocima Radio Kotora. Slijedi specijalno izdanje magazina Eko kutak koje je posvećeno nedavno održanom godišnjem skupu međunarodnih koordinatora programa Plava zastavica.
Od uvijek je sveka bilo, ali si se brzo mijenja.
Našoj sredini u kojoj živimo, sada smo postali prijetnja.
Eko kutak.
Od 22. do 24. oktobra u Holandiji je održan godišnji skup operatera Plave zastavice, programa koji je ravno prije 30 godina započet u Francuskoj pod pokroviteljstvom Fondacije za ekološku edukaciju. A danas se sprovodi u 69 zemalja svijeta na 4154 lokacije, a u pitanju su 3466 plaža i 688 marina. O značaju programa koji je ove godine navršio 3 decenije postojanja govorila je gospođa Lourdes Diaz, članica izvršnog odbora direktora Fondacije za ekološku edukaciju koja je zadužena za program Blue Flag.
We have over 75 members now in our organization with the new addition recently in October with South Korea and Colombia, who both will be pursuing the Blue Flag program as their first feed program. But more important than raising numbers, and because of the work we do, we are definitely increasing our presence and role within the sustainable development initiatives and programs around the world, which I believe is much more important than the numbers. We are highly connected with the UNESCO's Global Action Program. We have been invited to be part of the Young Masters Program. And we are now inserting in our framework the Sustainable Development Goals in our agenda. Blue Flag is a great example of how our principles and rules comply with the content of many of these goals, focusing on making human settlements inclusive, safe, resilient, and sustainable, and on implementing tools for monitoring sustainable development and impacts for tourism.
Već naredne godine mogu se očekivati i prve plave zastavice u Japanu, Mauricijusu i ponovo u Rusiji. O rezultatima u protekloj sezoni govorila je međunarodna direktorka programa Sophie Bachet-Granados, koja je također pomenula i rezultate ovogodišnjih međunarodnih kontrola, kojih je bilo 150.
In 2015 we have 49 countries with ever-growing numbers. We have now 4,154 Blue Flag sites around the world. This is really huge, and I really want to say well done to all of you. I know that you are working so hard in all your countries, and really, I mean, at Blue Flag International, we are very proud. I think the work that you are doing is amazing, and in general, I think the program is very healthy. Partners are very happy, and numbers are growing, new countries are arriving, so it's a good sign, so well done to you.
Eko kutak.
Domaćin ovogodišnjeg skupa bila je opština Huere Overflaken, koja u stvari predstavlja nekadašnje ostrvo, a koja je danas, zahvaljujući nasipima, povezana i sa kopnenim dijelom Holandije. Ova ostrvska opština, koja pripada regiji Južna Holandija, ali mnogi zbog kulture, religije, dijalekta, povezuju sa Zelandom. Huere Overflaken je u potpunosti je okružena vodom, na zapadu Sjevernim morem, a na istoku velikim jezerom Hevelingen. Cilj ove opštine da postane i Energy Zero Island u 2020. godini. Već danas trećina ukupne energije dolazi iz ekološki obnovljivih izvora, po čemu je ova opština i lider u Holandiji. O tome je govorio savjetnik u opštini Arend Jan van der Vugt.
As alderman in this local government, I'm responsible for agriculture, fishery industry, sustainability, innovation, Iceland marketing and events, all the water issues on and around this island, and the maintenance of the green areas, beaches and harbors. So the connection is to the blue flag. Goedemorgen, is an island in the province of South Holland. The island is 60 kilometers long and 5 kilometers wide, 84,500 inhabitants, 3,000 companies, and 2.5 million tourists overnight stays. And especially in summertime, a lot of tourists visit our island for their holiday. Sustainability is very important for the future of our region. And I think the connection with Blue Flag is very the same, the goals of the island. We hope to be completely energy neutral by the year of 2020, and there's a whole program that makes it possible. Our goal is to become the most sustainable island of the Netherlands, but also for the rest of Europe. There are a lot of large-scale projects on our island.
Tokom tri dana, koordinatori Plave zastavice imali su priliku da pogledaju i neke od zanimljivosti na ostrvu Hoere Overflaken. Tako su mogli da posmatraju aukciju netom ulovljene ribe u vodama Sjevernog mora. Obišli su i utočište za napuštene i ranjene foke. Obišli i degustirali proizvode na farmi koza. A također, bila je to prilika da se obiđe muzej poplava, koja je pogodila ovu regiju 1953. godine. U najvećem mjestu na ovom ostrvu Zierikzee održan je i prijem kod gradonačelnika, koji se obratio prisutnim gostima.
Ladies and gentlemen, honored guests, it's a great privilege to welcome you to the island of Schouwen-Duiveland. As mayor, it's not only my duty to tell you why this island is simply amazing. Schouwen-Duiveland is an island. Therefore, her identity is defined and shaped by water. Water has provided sustenance and the means to make a living. It has brought us prosperity during the Middle Ages. The town of Zierikzee was an important center for trade and industry, and that is still visible today. The capital of our island is a place of great interest. Our island is also known for a diverse landscape, varying from the vast countryside to forest-covered dunes. You can still find countless beautiful sites where you can experience nature in all her glory. Fishing industry is a very important pillar of our local economy. The fame of mussels, oysters and lobsters from this region spread throughout the world. Schouwen-Duiveland is home to many lovely restaurants where you can enjoy these local specialities and are welcomed by the most friendly people you can imagine. The most important and unique features are the surroundings, our fantastic beaches and marinas. Just to give you an idea, a large part of our shoreline is formed by no less than 21 kilometers of beautiful, spacious beaches. Whenever I get the opportunity, I go to the beach, and every time I find myself in awe. My many thousands of tourists flock to our beaches every year. The beauty of our coast is simply spectacular. Schouwen-Duiveland also offers limitless possibilities for water sports. Surfing, either with or without a kite, diving, and of course, sailing. that our mariners can offer their guests high-level facilities to make their stay comfortable and carefree. And all of this effort has been recognized and rewarded. This year, Charles Duiveland has been awarded with no less than 9 blue flags. And that makes me one very proud man. Proud of Charles Duiveland and everyone who contributes to keeping our beaches and marinas blue flag worthy.
Cienimo sve što nas okružuje i pomozimo malo. Za vrijeme koje dolazi, sve ostane zdravo.
Eko kutak.
Kao i uvijek, skup nacionalnih koordinatora programa Plava zastavica bio je prilika da se razmijene iskustva o tome kako se u pojedinim zemljama odvija ovaj značajni ekološko-turistički program. Tako su prisutni koordinatori imali priliku da saznaju kako se postavljaju toaleti za lica sa posebnim potrebama na velikim peščanim plažama u Danskoj. U jednoj od marina u Francuskoj daju predlog kako da se naprave prirodni proizvodi za čišćenje brodova i opreme u marinama.
East of France, so it's very, very small. It's only 16 berths, and there are 400 boats that stop by every summer, so there are a lot of people going by. It's in the big city of Chalon-Champagne, and it's an inland marina on the canal, so just so that you can see the type of marina I'm talking about. It's totally new. It was created in 2011. Of course, there are a lot of equipment required by Blue Flag, like toilet, showers, washing machine, dryers. They have been awarded with Blue Flag since 2012, and they are very proud of this. They are strongly motivated, and each year they offer very interesting activities. Of course, since the beginning, they have been using ecological products to do daily cleaning. And for the last 2 years, they wanted to find something to involve the boaters to do the same. So they created recipes to make ecological products with natural ingredients. So they give the ingredients, they are the recipe in French and in English. And so you just take everything and just mix it. And you have the all-purpose cleaner. There is also one for scrubbing cream and wood polisher. And that's it. And stainless steel cleaner. So it's very interesting. This activity, the Blue Flag French jury really liked, because it's a way to raise awareness toward the voters that you can do something, you can clean with other than chemical products.
U Maroku se na brojnim plažama sa plavim zastavicama formiraju posebna ekosela u kojima se obezbjeđuje zaposlenje za nekoliko desetina porodica, a u čijim radionicama godišnje učestvuje preko 20.000 djece. Zanimljivu vezu između programa Eko škole i plave zastavice prikazao je Boris Šušmak iz Slovenije.
But the marina is quite huge. It has around 800 berths, so it's quite a huge marina. And of course, it started as an idea of the marina manager, but of course, you know that every man, successful man, has even more successful woman, no, in front. So it was a common idea also from his wife that works in the local eco school kindergarten. And this is already a tradition now, and they are doing this for many years. The marina is open all the year long, so the combination or the collaboration with the school is much easier, because you know that on the beaches, the activities in collaboration with the school is done once per year, usually in June. So because the kindergarten is very close to the marina, and it's what includes? Includes short tour around the marina, where the marina manager is presenting especially the eco point, where they are recycling dangerous materials, and of course he's presenting the common information boards and the other stuff that's important for the Blue Flag program. And then they have also a quiz when they are trying to compare these two programs. they are trying to compare the green flag with the blue flag. Regarding the quiz, of course, it's echo quiz is something that you repeat what you heard already in the field or vice versa. And the things that are done by these quiz, it's what, for example, we do with the waste, why we separate the waste, which kind of waste we separate in marina, and what can happen if we don't care about the environment, etc., etc. And so all the things we care in our programs. And for kids, this is very interesting to know something new.
U Izraelu se organizuje poseban dan u marinama sa plavom zastavicom koji je posvećen djeci sa autizmom, a u Portugalu primjenjuju poseban sistem prikupljanja kišnice za upotrebu u sanitarnim uređajima, objektima na plažama i marinama.
We are trying to get the rainwater to be used for sanitary facilities. So, rainwater is a system that makes the rainwater run through the drain holes and it's part to a reservoir where a pump powered by solar energy carries her to a reservoir placed on the roof of the building. This reservoir is water descends by gravity to the toilets that serve the center. It's an environmental center. This municipality has 17 beaches with pool flags, so they are using this system not in all beaches but in 10 beaches. So you can see the system, it's very simple. You only need a solar panel, a water pump, a battery, a commutator, tubes and various units. That's all.
Veliki utjecaj socijalnih mreža kao što su Twitter i Instagram pokazao se i na primjeru kampanje Clean to Beach koja je počela spontano u Velikoj Britaniji i Irskoj, a naredne 2016. godine bit će i globalna kampanja zahvaljujući i surferskim klubovima. Nju je predstavio Martin Dory.
We are their global eco campaign for 2016, so we're going to be their sort of partners if you like in 2016. They made a film for us, which was shown at the Ocean Film Festival. Now, this is the exciting bit. In 2016, they will send out 4.5 million packages. The good news is that those 4.5 million packages from the end of this year will be recycled paper, plastic free. And our hashtag and details will be on those. So it's happening, you know, it's kind of, and I kind of feel a bit weird saying this is happening because it was only 2 years ago that I started the whole thing, but it is happening, and it, you know, somewhere in Australia, New Zealand, France, Spain, Portugal, wherever, there are packages going to be landing on people's doors with their new surf stuff, and it's going to have our hashtag on it. So it's quite powerful, and I think that's the way that we can support you if you support us in your countries, because we know that it's going to be out there.
Na kraju ove sesije, gospođa Lourdes Diaz je sumirala utiske o prezentovanim akcijama.
We have finalized with our presentations. As you can see, they were very diverse. There are no simple ideas. These are great initiatives. So what we would like to say at this moment is if you have any idea, any activities that you are conducting in your countries, and share the experiences, because I know there are great activities going around the world that should be shared, because that's what we are about. Blue Flag is about sharing knowledge and experiences.
Eko kutak.
Program Plava zastavica sprovodi se u Crnoj Gori od 2003. godine kada je nevladina organizacija EKOM postao pridružen član Fondacije za ekološku edukaciju. Broj plavih zastavica od tada je rastao sve do 20, a protekle sezone ukupno 18 skupališta u našoj zemlji imalo je ovo prestižno ekološko obilježje. EKOM, pored plave zastavice, sprovodi i vrlo uspješno program mladih ekoreportera, a u planu je i pokretanje zelenog ključa. Ovo specijalno izdanje Eko kutka pripremio je Saša Karajović. Programska podrška emisije EKOM, Udruženje za ekološki konsulting u Crnoj Gori.